Great to be with you this morning, and it's always exciting to have the opportunity to share God's Word with you. You know, we're going to really be in some Bible study today as we look into the Gospel of John. You know, we've been doing just that over the past few weeks. We've been really digging into the major themes of John's Gospel. And today we're going to continue doing just that. You know, I want to remind you about some of the stuff within the Gospel of John that we've been looking at, and kind of give you to bring everybody up to speed. And that is this: you know, the reason why the Gospel of John is my favorite of all the four Gospels is because John always tells us something more than just what's on the surface. John tells the story behind the story. There's always something more than John is trying to tell us just then, giving us some facts and figures and where Jesus was and what Jesus did. It's always more than that. There's always something beyond the writing on the page. There's always something just under the surface. The Gospel of John is a book of signs, showing us who Jesus really is. I want to kind of give you I shared this with you when we first started. I'm going to tell you again so you can kind of get the idea. You know, I told you at one point that my daughter's favorite painting is Van Gogh's painting, The Starry Night. It's up there on the screen. Let me remind you the story there. It kind of ties into the story behind the story that we see in the Gospel of John. You know, for Van Gogh, was a very religious person. He loved God with all his heart and all his soul. And during his early days, Van Gogh felt as if he were called into the ministry. And he wanted to be a pastor, and there was a Methodist pastor in England who invited him to be his assistant. And so then he could apply to seminary and then get his degree and then become a pastor within the church. But the problem was for Van Gogh that no seminary would accept him. He couldn't pass the entrance exams. He could not get into seminary. So unfortunately for Van Gogh, that didn't work out. Many of you know that Van Gogh struggled with some mental illness issues, and he just could not get into seminary. And besides that, his personality was incredibly abrasive. Well, he decided, since he could no longer serve as an assistant to the pastor, he would volunteer his time. And so he volunteered to be a volunteer missionary. The problem was that he kept pushing people away. He kept turning people off. He was turning people away from the gospel rather than inviting him in because his personality was abrasive. Because of that, he was just pushing people further away. So the church had to tell him he could no longer serve there either. Well, he really began to have a distaste for the church. And then he began painting. And one of the paintings